I wish we could make a Christmas for somebody else,
said Bobby slowly.
But there aren't any poor people up here. Besides, we could buy anything, for there aren't any stores. Isn't this the strangest Christmas you ever saw? Yes, Bob, it is. No place to spend money, woods full of Christmas trees and no presents to put on them, no one who needs help, no snow, no skating, no company. We are going to have a good Christmas dinner, though, a pair of big chickens. And I'm going to crack some butternuts right now, said Bobby, and he jumped up and left his sister to romp with Shep, the collie. Oh, Shep, Shep, I'll give you a Christmas present. And Betty ran upstairs and came flying down again with a big blue ribbon in her hand. There, old fellow, she said as she tied a bow on Shep's collar. You have a Christmas present. Then she clapped her hands and ran for Bobby. Oh, Bob, hurry up and finish your butternuts. I think we can have a Christmas after all. Hurry!
Betty plans a surprise. Betty ran to find Uncle Ben and whisper something in his ear. Then she began to do the strangest things. Up to the attic she ran and down again, her arms full of boxes and bundles. Then down to the cellar, and up with an armful of carrots and apples, then out to the barn and back.